Israel's most politically diverse coalition government lasted just a year. Parties including the hard right, liberals, and for the first time Palestinian Israelis had come together with one aim: to end Benjamin Netanyahu's 12 consecutive years as prime minister. Netanyahu is currently on trial for corruption. With his far-right and ultra-orthodox allies, he engineered the failure to renew a measure that allows Jewish settlers in the occupied West Bank to live under Israeli law. Now, Netanyahu has promised to win a sixth term in office.
To Bibi or not to Bibi, that has been the only question for four elections. It will be the only issue for a fifth. I'm sorry if it makes Israelis look shallow, that they don't deal with a peace process, security, Iran, matters of religion and state. None of those issues came up in the first four elections, so I don't expect the fifth to be any different.
The new caretaker prime minister is a centrist, Yair Lapid. This former television celebrity replaces Naftali Bennett. Lapid has cast Netanyahu's potential return to office as a national threat.
Yes, he's been running a very good campaign for the last, you know, 8 or 10 years, which is he's not going to go with Netanyahu. He's a replacement with Netanyahu. He didn't fall into that trap. And Netanyahu all the time is running the negative campaign of, we're going to have a disaster if Yair Lapid is prime minister. Well, surprise, he's the prime minister. He will be the prime minister in a few days. And therefore, as long as the sky doesn't fall in those 4 months, then people will be able to expect Yair Lapid is a reasonable prime minister.
Yes. Even with a centrist caretaker prime minister, there's not likely to be any progress in talks with the Palestinians. Behind Lapid, there is still Bennett, who's opposed to any idea of a Palestinian state. Netanyahu's Likud party leads the polls, but it wouldn't win enough seats to form a governing majority. The next election could end up being the first in a series as Israel heads into another period of political instability. Bernard Smith, Al Jazeera, West Jerusalem.